I face my choices, and they are my solutions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I face my choices, and they are my solutions. Sylvia is always a lot of fun to talk to. She goes in town, and she carries her vibrant, dynamic spirit with her, and it makes everyone sparkle wherever she goes. She goes into the dentist's office and they say, "You don't even need to be here." She goes into the shops and people say, "Here, I know you'd love this one. It's the last one there. Now, would you like this loaf of special bread?" "Oh, that was what I came for. Well, I don't need it. I have a couple loaves at home and I'll get some tomorrow when I come in town." "Oh, wonderful. Thank you." And she talks to different people. And everyone she talks to pays her a compliment, says, "What a lovely dress you have. What a lovely outfit you have. What a lovely smile you have. How radiant you look. How dynamic you look." And she faces all of her choices, and they are her solutions, because the choices that she makes are that she likes herself. The choices that she makes are that everyone in the world is a joyous, wonderful, fantastic, beautiful person. And everybody in the world is living just totally, solely to bless her life, to fulfill her life with all the great and wonderful things that life could ever have. All of the world is eager to jump into being a solution for Sylvia of every choice that she may have. And her choices are wide and varied, and she has such wonderful choices. So, what happens? We all can be like that. We all can face our choices and know that they are our solutions. They're the solution to whatever we want. We have a problem. And so we have a choice of being bothered by the problem or seeing a solution and going for it. So if we make our choice, seeing our solutions and going for them, then our solutions are our life. And they are our choices. They are who we are, and nothing bothers us anymore. We are totally free, totally open, totally respective of all that goes on in the world, and life is just a great and wonderful adventure. Now, can you make life a great and wonderful adventure for yourself? Can you make life a great and wonderful adventure in everything you're doing? Ellen has been listening to some of the previous seminars we have given, and she listened to one that we gave in Florida. And as we spoke to this church in Florida, I waxed eloquent, and it was a very wonderful sermon talk, and it was a very wonderful seminar that we gave. And she listened to it, and she listened to it, and she says, "My goodness, it's really something." And then she said, "You know, I've just been checking over the seminars that you gave in Nigeria, and your three-hour meditation was so exceptional, because in the three-hour meditation, you talked only about the choices we make, and you talked about what it means to say, 'I like me,' what it means to be God, what it means to speak your word and bring forth all the good and desirable things in your life. And they're fantastic. We should really give people a chance to hear them again and bring them out again and again and again." And I said, "Well, I'm favorable to that. I think that's a great idea, too. I'm very happy about having everyone share all of the lovely things that we've done over the years and bring them back and reiterate them." I worked at the Science of Mind magazine, and in the Science of Mind magazine, we always had an article every month by Ernest Holmes. Well, now, Ernest Holmes only lives so long, and he only talks so much. But we were able to take previous talks that he gave and put them in the magazine, and take seminars that he gave, take lectures that he gave, and put them in the magazine, and make them fresh and new by putting beautiful titles on them and putting beautiful illustrations with them. And as we did this, people say, "Wow, Ernest Holmes is as live and fresh today as he was when he was teaching back in the 50s and the 40s and the 30s and the 20s when he wrote Science of Mind in 1927. Fantastic. Beautiful. Yes, that's true. Very true. He was a young man when he wrote this monumental book, and as many young people like Einstein, he was in his 20s when he wrote his theory of relativity and the other great theories that he had. And many other people, many great scientists are in their 20s and 30s when they blossom and come forth with great and wonderful things. I blossomed a little later. I was in my 40s and 50s when I brought out the books for the University of Healing here and the Church of God Unlimited, but it was still kind of nice and kind of fun. But this is what life is all about. I face my choices, and I find that they are all my solutions, just like Sylvia. I go into town, and I have a smile on my face, and I'm charming and gentle and courteous with everybody, and everybody is just wonderful. Everybody treats me just like a king, and I feel so glorious. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, no matter how it works, it's always that way. It can be that way for you, too. I face my choices, and they are my solutions. As I face my choices, and they are my solutions, it's a technique that works for everybody. You can put that technique to work in your life, if you like, and you can have some magic in your life and some very fantastic experiences in your life, if you like. But you have to decide what these choices are that you're going to make. Are these choices going to be based upon the fact that you are a great person, a wonderful person, and a desirable person, or that you're going to work on problems? And if you work on the problems, they'll always be there for you. If you work on solutions, they'll always be there for you. And why not work on solutions all the time? And as you work on solutions, then it's a lot more fun, because life is just filled with joyous experiences. And you too will go into town, you too will go into the stores, you too will go out and meet people. And as you do, you'll carry your bright, charming self with you so that everyone feels bright and charming and sharing with you. And that's what it's all about. You can have that for yourself right now, and you can know that. And if you want to, it's something very, very, very special. So, think about it. I do all the time. I face my choices, and they are my solutions. And that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.